Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Bohemian Gospel, a novel, by Dana Chambly Carpenter, narrated by Justine Eyre. 1. The future king of Bohemia lay dying on the floor at her feet. Silent stars burst at the edges of her vision, flattening the world into darks and lights as her eyes adjusted to the dim room. She could see the shadowy outlines of the men packed along the walls of the abbey's infirmary. They looked like holes cut from the afternoon sun that filtered in through the windows behind them. The girl closed her eyes against the light and was too aware of how close they all were. Men pinned her from behind against the soldier in front of her, each of them panting from the hard ride, their axes and swords clinking as they shifted, pent up and pointless. She had raced them from the river up to the abbey and was having a hard time catching her breath. She needed to breathe, to move. She stretched upward, arching her back and pushing against the chainmail on either side until she'd made a small space, a pocket of air that she sucked in quickly. Her stomach heaved. The air was thick with the smell of leather soured with sweat and piss, mixed with the sweet pine of the forest, which still clung to the men's hair and clothes. The man in front of her turned at the sound of her gagging and took a step away, shoving the men near him to make room. She bent, hands pressed against her knees, waiting for the burn to crawl up her throat and spew through her nose and mouth. But a bit of clear air slipped past the gap between men. She sipped it slowly, her jaw locked against the nausea. And she saw him. He seemed so small lying there.